ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's immigration department has confirmed that a Labor candidate running in next weekend's Australian election, who's Fijian Indian descent, has never been a citizen of the Pacific Island nation. Shireen Morris, whose parents did have Fijian citizenship, is running for a seat in the state of Victoria, it's the seat of Deakin, in next Saturday's poll. But the coalition government here reportedly raised the possibility that Ms. Morris may be ineligible, with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying that there may well be issues, as Girish Solani explains.
If results go the opposition Labour Party's way in the May 18 federal election, an MP of Fijian Indian descent could win a seat in the Australian Parliament's House of Representatives.
Hi, I'm Shireen Morris, the Labour candidate for Deakin. People keep telling me they want to see a fairer go for our local schools. They want to see quality education and free TAFE, plus better hospitals and healthcare. People also tell me that they want to see serious action on climate change to bring down power prices.
Australian-born Shireen Morris is a constitutional lawyer and Labor's candidate to challenge Liberal MP Michael Sukkar for the Victorian seat of Deakin. Her mother was born in Fiji, while her father from Gujarat in India. But a report in the Herald Sun newspaper this week revealed the governing Liberal Nationals Coalition obtained legal advice claiming Dr. Morris had been a Fijian citizen since birth. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison said there may well be issues, making Dr. Morris eligible for election, but Labor has rejected the claims. Pacific Beat approached Fiji's Immigration Department. It's confirmed that Shireen Morris is not a Fijian citizen. While her parents both held Fijian citizenship, the director of Fiji's Immigration Department, Nemani Vuniwanga, says that doesn't mean Shireen Morris automatically qualified to be a citizen of the Pacific Island nation. Issues of Dr. Morris's eligibility have reignited the dual citizenship saga, which forced 14 MPs and senators of the recent 45th Parliament, including then Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, to resign. Professor Helen Irving specialises in Australian constitutional law at the University of Sydney.
The coalition doesn't have any right to make claims about Shireen Morris's citizenship or anyone else's citizenship for that matter, because it's entirely up to the country in question to determine whether a person is a citizen of that country or not. That's a principle of international law. So if Fiji says Shireen Morris is not a citizen, then Australia doesn't have any right to declare that she is.
She says Dr. Morris's case is similar to that of Islamic State recruiter Neil Prakash, who'd been stripped of his Australian citizenship after the government's own advice claimed he was a Fijian citizen.
Fiji declared that he was not a citizen, that he had to be registered as a citizen in order to enjoy the citizenship that might have been conferred upon him from his Fijian, as I understand it, father. So in that sense, there is a parallel. Australia took it upon itself to declare that Neil Prakash was a Fijian citizen without confirmation from the Fijian government. And as I said, under principles of international law, a country can't just declare somebody to be the citizen of another country.
In her qualification checklist submitted to the Australian Electoral Commission, Shireen Morris declared there was no possibility of her having Fijian or Indian citizenship, though she mentioned her maternal grandmother potentially acquired the status of citizen of the UK and colonies when Fiji was a British territory. The AEC's qualification checklist was meant to prevent future dual citizenship controversies, but Professor Helen Irving says it's been counterproductive.
I think that the Electoral Commission's new candidate checklist will in fact create more confusions than it will assist. It has multiple questions asking for details about a person's place of birth and citizenship, their spouses, former spouses, de facto spouses or other partners' citizenship and places of birth, and parents, adoptive or biological. So on many, many things are asked of candidates just with respect to the citizenship question. The checklist doesn't give any assistance with determining the citizenship law of a relevant country, and that's actually a very complicated matter.
A Labor spokesperson has told the ABC it welcomes the Fiji Immigration Department putting the matter to bed, describing the Liberal Party's claims as a baseless smear campaign. The ABC has contacted the Liberal National Coalition for a response.